Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, hi. I'm hoping to get my dishwasher install scheduled, please.
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
Okay.
And can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Sure, it's 508-733-3676.
That was 770s.
Nope.
What happened?
Five
no way.
Zero,
hold one
yeah,
moment.
508-733-3676.
Thank you so much. 508-733-3676, and I'm attempting to locate your order. Yeah, what happened
Thank
the
you.
First time was the number lock key was not on, and I went to start to your number, and I did it, and the previous phone number popped up. Yeah, so that.
Okay.
This, what is this? An 8, I think a Dell? Whatever, whoever makes the, yeah, it's a Dell laptop. They need to have a better indicator of whether or not the number lock key is either on or off, because it doesn't give you any indication of whether or not your number lock key is actually on or off. So if you're typing away on the number lock keypad, like it just
it could
make the customer feel like, wait, were you not listening to me? I just told you the number. What are you doing?
So I
just wanted to explain that, and I apologize because I really hate to ever have to make someone repeat themselves, even if they don't mind. You know, a lot of people, you know, they wouldn't mind repeating themselves, you know, like one time, like, okay, I understand. I hate to even ask somebody to repeat themselves even one time.
Right.
So I thank you for your courtesy.
Sure. No worries. I just need to get this scheduled.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand that. And I believe the system has just located your order, and let's see here. And the order is for Mandy Bruce Magura at 21 Lakeshore Drive, Wayland, Massachusetts, 01778. Primary phone 508-733-3676 with an email of MandyBruceMagura at Comcast.net. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I do see that our agents have attempted to contact you for scheduling. And the next available day that I would be able to offer for scheduling, well, actually, when are you expecting to receive delivery of the product?
Wednesday.
Okay, so if you're expecting to receive delivery of the product on Wednesday, then the next available day I could offer you for assistance with scheduling would be Thursday.
Okay, that's great. That's
okay,
just the dishwasher, right?
Yes, ma'am, just for the dishwasher. So that would be Thursday the 17th. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly send an email over to our team and to the installation office to request that this be scheduled for the 17th. Let's see here.
Okay.
And I thank you for your patience. And I thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you? Sorry, I was talking to someone else.
That's okay, no worries.
Just one.
All right, let's see here.
So you don't have anything on Wednesday, do you? You only have Thursday available?
Oh, for the installation?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would not be able to schedule for our guys to go out on the same day that the unit's being delivered.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize about that.
Okay.
Okay, so I have sent the email over requesting that the install be scheduled for Thursday the 17th. If for any reason I were to receive any pushback, like if I got an email back that says, oh, well, we're sorry, the installation office is all booked up on Thursday, but we can offer the customer this, I'll call you and let you know. But if you don't hear back from me, then that means that everything is good to go, and you'll receive a call in the afternoon or evening hours on Wednesday the 16th with your time frame for Thursday the 17th.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO.
Thanks.
It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay. Thank you, too. Bye.
Welcome. Thank